Hi, friends. If I could ask you a favor, go to MyPillow.com and put in the code word Kate. Mike Lindell and I have partnered up not only to bring you fantastic products, but he's also helping this show. You're going to get wonderful products when you put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E. You're going to get 30% off on the products. They have specials all the time. But these, I'm not wowed easy, but these products are amazing, I have to say. The sheets, the towels, the robes, the slippers, everything. Completely amazing. You're going to love it. The phone number is 1-800-873-1052 or go to MyPillow.com and simply put in the code word Kate. Thanks, you guys.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I bust my butt 16, 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I needed to do something. Wasn't sure what. Did a lot of research, and most health products pass through our digestive system with very little, if any, benefit. But I have your two bottles of Balance of Nature, the fruits and the veggies. And it's time that people discover this product because it is real and I see noticeable results. I'm taking Balance of Nature and I'm getting healthy. I'm reaching a new balance in health. So let's get the word out. Let's get you guys out there and running.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Genetically modified yet, there's still time. Pfizer's trial doesn't end until 2023. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Clear to them that the vaccine is the ticket back to pre-pandemic life. And the window to do that is really narrowing. I mean, you were mentioning, Chris, about how all these states are reopening. They're reopening at 100%. And we have a very narrow window to tie reopening policy to vaccination status. Because otherwise, if everything is reopened, then what's the carrot going to be? How are we going to incentivize people to actually get the vaccine? So that's why I think the CDC and the Biden administration needs to come out a lot bolder and say, if you're vaccinated, you can do all these things. Here are all these freedoms that you have. Because otherwise, people are going to go out and enjoy these freedoms anyway.
I say, hold up, wait a minute, something ain't right.
How are we going to incentivize people to actually get the vaccine? So that's why I think the CDC and the Biden administration needs to come out a lot bolder and say, if you're vaccinated, you can do all these things. Here are all these freedoms that you have. Because otherwise, people are going to go out and enjoy these freedoms anyway.
Wow. Gotta have a carrot. That was CNN. That was Chris Cuomo. I know, the total tool, Chris Cuomo, interviewing the ex-head of Planned Parenthood. And she's basically right there for all to see and hear, stating that, hey, you might enjoy too many freedoms. You might be doing really well and you're not sick. So how are we going to get you to get this vaccine? You know, I listen to that and my mouth drops open and I think, are people hearing what people are saying right now? Because they're letting it out. They're letting the cat out of the bag. And they want to make everybody take this vaccine. So one must ask, if one has an ounce of intelligence, why do they want to make me take this? I mean, look at what she was saying. We need a carrot and you're all about to go have fun and enjoy your freedoms and be American. And all of a sudden we have to make you take this. So how are we going to do it? We're running out of ammo to make you take this shot. Good grief. I welcome you to the Kate Daly Show. Last hour on a Friday, I have Patrick Wood with me, technocracy.news, the website. You must check this out. It's not .com, it's .news, technocracy.news. He puts up so many fabulous articles. We're going to be talking about the vaccine passport. Welcome back to the show, Patrick Wood.
Hello.
Hi there. Oh, you too. Let me just, right out of the gate, listening to CNN and how they're talking about it, they're so blatant about what they do. It's kind of like the fraudulent election. It's like they don't care anymore. They even tell you what their ambitions are. They just want what they want and they want to make all of us do it. And there's so much control here. But what are you thinking when you're hearing stuff like this on CNN, when you hear somebody actually state something this brazen, what is going through your head?
Mostly propaganda.
Mm.
The concept of propaganda.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where it's come from, how even how it started, how it's been used over the years, and the powers that are working this whole pandemic thing right now, they have fine-tuned the art of propaganda just down to a science itself.
True.
And the propaganda that's being thrown out right now is outrageous, but only if you understand what propaganda is. If you don't understand what propaganda is, you'll buy it hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, you know, it's powerful.
Sounds perfectly good. It's smooth. You know, I remember I heard a story about the founder of the discoverer of propaganda, Edward Bernays, from the early 1900s. He was the nephew of Sigmund Freud, for Pete's sake. What good could come out of that?
He put Sigmund on the map. Go ahead.
Exactly. He's the one that got women to smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And because women weren't big smokers back in that day, because men were kind of thinking that women shouldn't smoke, you know.
Right.
So he launched a public relations campaign, which is really propaganda, to convince women that they should be great smokers. And you know what he called the program was Torches of Freedom.
he called the cigarettes, right? Torches of Freedom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And women bought into it. You know, they had pictures of women on billboards smoking and walking along with a cigarette in their hand, that kind of stuff. And of course, movies came along and they had women smoking. And all of a sudden, women are smoking almost more than men.
Mm-hmm.
But this is propaganda. And it was pure manipulation, had nothing to do with reality whatsoever. But he used the emotional appeal to convince everybody that, you know, at least women, that if they smoke, they could... their cigarette would represent a torch.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is exactly what they're doing to us today, isn't it?
So true, though, isn't it? Yeah. It's on steroids.
Your ticket to freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yep, your ticket to freedom. Do you want to fly? And then the CDC comes out with two different statements today that are bizarre. And now you can fly if you get a vaccine. And oh, that weary airline, they're so tired. You're so tired. I'm thinking they're not tired of being the Stasi air. Are you kidding me? They love it. But anyway, so you've got these competing statements, even from the CDC, where one is saying that with vaccine, you don't have COVID in your body, so you're free to fly and not COVID test. Well, yeah, she's actually right. There is no COVID in your system because there's no COVID in the vaccine. There's not a vaccine. But on the other hand, they're saying they don't know whether to tell people to fly or not fly. So they're saying don't fly, but fly, but don't fly. We're instructing you not to fly. But maybe if you have the vaccine, you're okay now. It's just bizarre what's going on right now. They keep almost stepping on their own toes consistently with their messaging, because that's how you know it's a lie. They're stepping all over each other, you know, on within the CDC.
Yes. And, you know, eventually all liars do get caught.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because they can't cover their tracks perfectly.
Right.
And they end up saying something that contradicts what they said the day before. And you go, hey, wait a minute. Which way is it?
So true.
And you can tell that this whole machine is spitting out fabricated stories and fabricated lies purposely to deceive. And that's the nature of propaganda. Propaganda is based on deception. It's based on convincing people that there is a reality, not the one they see. It's a different reality, and they need to get their mind on that reality.
Right.
And so this interview that I posted today with Fareed Zakaria and an NYU professor of medical ethics is a classic example of how propaganda works, and all of the points that were brought out in this analysis, it lays bare the propaganda that's being spread around now to get people to accept the reality that, oh, we have to have vaccine passports now. It really is for your freedom that we're doing this. And this is just, it's absolutely fabricated propaganda. It's nonsense. It's just something everybody should reject. But those who do not understand propaganda will buy it hook, line, and sinker, like I said.
Yeah, so true. And you have a wonderful article up about the vaccine passport. And I was actually surprised that Naomi Wolf, she's changed a lot in the last few years, I've noticed. And it was interesting to see her take on the vaccine passport. I thought, you know, she was right on the money. The absolute just throwing away of any privacy you have remaining and the social credit system sort of combined. And that's what I want to talk to you about too, is what does this look like? And I know you have some wonderful points on this, because this is wonderful points on a horrific subject, I should say, because I can't imagine. She calls it the cliff. She says, if we go over this, we're over the cliff. She doesn't see us coming back from this. What's your take? Vaccine passport.
I generally agree with her. We're to the point where if we lose freedom and liberty that we've had in America for over 200 years, it took 600 years to get to the point where we had the revolution and right. where we were mentally ready for a revolution. And if we lose that momentum, it may well take another 600 years to get back to where we were 200 years ago.
Jeez.
And in other words, that will push us back to about the Dark Ages. Because that's kind of where the whole thinking process started to change in the world,
mm-hmm.
was after the age of feudalism. Personal freedom became an issue, and there were lots of events that happened before our own revolution
mm-hmm.
that paved the way for right. us to, you know, have our country, born out of whatever, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But if we lose this freedom now and liberty, and it gets snuffed out, we're the last man standing in the world right now. And if we get snuffed out, it may well take another, several hundred years before we get back to the point where, we can establish freedom and liberty again. So yes, I liken it to the big championship poker game. There comes a time when everybody's gone from the table except two players.
Right.
And one of them says, he comes to a point where he says, well, I only have a few chips left, but I'm all in. And mm-hmm. he shoves all of his chips in, and he knows if he loses that hand, he's out of the game, and the other guy wins. So, we're all in right now. We are all in. All of our chips are in the center of the table right now. And if we lose this hand, there will be no more hands. I think that's basically what Naomi is saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I know you put up an article about the propaganda template, and we're going to see this over and over. And maybe if people see it step by step, they can point it out to family and friends. And so let's start with the first. Let's start with this, because I think this is amazing. We have about a minute and a half before we go to break, but we can certainly introduce it.
You bet. Sure. The first thing that was mentioned in this interview, and people have to go and listen to this video, by the way, it's not very long, but it's one of those pregnant interviews where there's all kinds of stuff in there.
Right.
The point number one says, include some short expression that the idea of vaccine passports can be troubling, but make sure to only bring this up superficially.
Oh my gosh. And this is a conversation. You should probably preface this. Who's in the conversation that plays? Right.
Fareed Zakaria works for CNN. He's a commentator there.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be a member of the Trilateral Commission, by the way, and he was kind of disappeared from the membership list after he was busted for major plagiarism twice Jeez. In a row.
Wow.
And so now he's just a mere commentator, but he has that globalist bent. And once you have trafficked with the likes of Trilateral Commission and been to their meetings and been part of their stuff, mm-hmm. You never lose that. So he is the consummate globalist at this point, in my view, and also a consummate media propagandist.
Mm.
So he's the guy interviewing this ethics professor, medical ethics professor from New York University, I believe it is.
Yeah. And so again, because we're going to go to a break, but include a short expression of the idea of vaccine passports being troubling, but then make sure to only bring it up as superficially. So they do that. They're so good at it.
And move on to the next issue,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. That way you can capture the audience, and the audience goes, oh yeah, I feel that way too. Are you going to solve this for us? Oh, goody, I'll stay on. Because you have to just go to that base component. And of course, it's troubling, but then not so troubling. We'll be right back. We'll describe it more with Pat Wood when we come back. Technocracy.news is the website. Be right back.
We're open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
A jump on, nobody gonna know. Can't you see?
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show, final hour on a Friday. And not to scare the hell out of everybody, but we're talking about the vaccine passport. I'm only laughing because I have to. Otherwise, I would cry. This is such a big deal. It's such a huge deal. And I've invited Patrick Wood on with me, technocracy.news. And he has so many wonderful books to his credit and just an amazing speaker, just a out and out, just amazing guy. And always got it. He always has, you know, he really is really in tune with exactly what is going on right now. And his articles on technocracy.news are just, they're awesome. Just like this one we're talking about today. It's how do you identify all the propaganda in what's being shoved down our throats with the vaccine passport? This is huge. And I really commend you on doing this, because when you go through these steps, now every time you watch the news, hopefully you'll see all the steps being taken. Because honestly, this is such a great template, this conversation that these two guys had, as far as nailing down every point they like to nail down to try to convince you to do all of these things. Yep. So I love this. All right, let's talk about that first one.
Yeah, and I think I mentioned to you offline, your listeners might want to hear it too, that Fareed Zakaria is one of the sharpest smoothers. It's just smooth talker all the way. He's just...
Trilateral commission. Ugh.
Whatever the issue is, he just always sounds so balanced and reasonable and serious and... got this look on his face like he's intently thinking about the issue when he speaks. You know?
Right. And, yeah, he's got it wired.
I know. The second thing that came up in this list of the template is frame the imposing of a vaccine passport mandate as something that is both inevitable and threatens only minimal, if any, harm.
That's so true. Boy, do they minimize it.
Yeah. So, well, it's everybody knows it's inevitable at this point. Everybody knows it's inevitable, but for all those people concerned about it, it's only going to be minimal harm. You know, maybe nothing. It's going to be okay.
Isn't that, they did it with socialized medicine. They're doing it with gun control right now. And they always use the same argument. Everybody thinks this is sort of a well-known notion, right? I mean, we can all agree. Can't we all agree on this false premise so that I can get to my next false premise? I mean, that's how sickening it is. And then minimize.
Let me speak to the moms and the dads of the world. Has your kid, think back to when you had younger kids, ever said to you, but everybody else is doing it?
So true.
And
all my friends are going.
That, right?
All my friends have a cell phone, Pat. All my friends are going to this party. Why can't I? And you should agree. I should go to parties, right? I should be social, right? I mean, it's just funny.
Well, it's the same thing here. That's what, you know, say, well, everybody's saying it, so it must be okay. Right. That's a lame excuse. You'd never buy it in your kit. I don't know why anybody buy it now either with these people. But but look, here's the crux of this. Look at number 3.3 says, bring on a guest who, despite his description, making him sound like someone who would be looking out for the interest of the people concerned about vaccine passports.
Right.
Pretty much says that vaccine passports are the best thing since sliced bread.
So true, though. That is the truth. Oh, my gosh. They bring these on. And that's why I have a liner on the show that says, you know, I sure hope a TV expert can tell me what to do today. Because they do. They bring on the expert. And they're supposed to be the person for the people. Right? Speaking for all of you and speaking about concern. And that is not what they do.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just... Well, we know that vaccine passports, you and I would know that it's not. But see, people that don't understand what propaganda is, they never get it.
Right.
They'll think, well, yeah, man, it's better. It's sliced bread. I love sliced bread. I think I'll go out and have some right now. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I want to I want my life to be wonderful again. I'm right. going to go take the vaccine. Jeez. And listen to number four. There's 10 points in this list, mm-hmm. all taken out of a 10-minute interview with this guy.
Oh, by the way, hold on. By the way, I wanted to mention on your number three, I remember listening to Mike Lindell on Newsmax, of all places, and he tried to use the same propaganda technique against them because he said, well, everyone knows that fraud happened. Everybody knows. And they did not know what to do. They freaked out, and the guy stood up and walked out. He didn't know what to do. So I just had to mention that because I saw it in reverse. Finally, nobody ever does it in reverse, but I saw it in reverse. So there you go.
They couldn't handle it, could they?
They could not handle it. Everybody knows there's fraud. And oh, all they said to that was, well, no judge, you know, to our knowledge, we do not know that for sure. And he said, no, everyone knows this. This was so obvious. And so I just had to say that because it was brilliant. Anyway, go right ahead. Number four.
Yeah, here's the next one that came up. Reiterate that vaccine passports are inevitable and that people should support them.
It's going to happen, Patrick. It's going to happen.
This is talk about circular logic.
Yeah.
Because they're inevitable, people should support them. Any sense?
No, it makes about as much sense as we need a carrot to get people to do it.
Because you say it's inevitable?
Yeah.
See, that's
it's the all assuming, statement. It's the, well, it's going to happen, so we're just going to say it's going to happen because that will make it happen.
You just usher it along. That's right. Just move along. Let's get it over with. Jeez. Then number five says, declare that vaccine passports must be imposed on the American people because of coronavirus. And of course, you know, give them time. They'll always bring up again, well, we have to save lives, you know. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, process that a little bit.
Yeah, because a coronavirus is going to kill us at 0.00145. Yeah, at some point you're going to be killed by corona, even though your body can get through any illness, truly. And COVID is no different. And I don't even know what COVID is anymore, to tell you the truth, because it's so loose in its symptoms and testing. But 99.8% of the time. But see the statement: coronavirus is going to kill us if we don't do this.
Yeah, you know, one of the best outcomes of COVID, I'll tell you, this is no joke. COVID is so powerful that it wiped out influenzas A and B.
Both of them, totally off the map.
They're both gone. All the states are reporting virtually zero cases of influenza, either A or B.
Truly amazing.
And that means that coronavirus must have killed it. Yep. You know, somehow it overcame all those other viruses. Now we only have one virus, and it's a coronavirus.
And we didn't even have to do anything. And I'll never forget, I was looking at influenza back in February or March. I was looking at the February analysis of influenza in Europe. And they have a influenza accounting, you know, website that you can go to, and you can see how the flu is hitting every year. And it completely stopped on February the 9th. There was no more. And the chart went way up to a peak. And then that day on February 9th, nothing since.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not only is coronavirus deadly, but it's also smart because the virus is so smart that it knows to leave you alone when you sit down in a restaurant, take your mask off to eat.
Yeah. It doesn't live under 5 feet.
You have to wear a mask between the door and your table.
Yeah.
Take your mask off to eat. I'm so thankful that the coronavirus is smart.
I know, me too. And it doesn't get people like me that don't think highly of it because I haven't worn a mask all year and I didn't get it. Huh, interesting. It's so funny to me, the strange thoughts around this. But they will continuously bring this up and they will continuously bring up the threat because they have to. Otherwise, you wouldn't take it, right?
Yeah.
Even though you didn't get it all year, you're still gonna buy into taking it because they're gonna tell you that you have to or you're going to die.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, here's number six. Say that mandating vaccine passports is really no big deal because of some other supposedly very similar restriction to which some people are already subjected.
Unbelievable.
So this professor stated, and you know, it's not a new idea. We had it for yellow fever.
Oh my gosh. And I love the one where they say, and we have it for school age kids. You have to show your vaccine record, passport, same thing. See, folks, to get into school. See, yeah. They love to bring up that one too. Yellow fever. Oh my gosh, yeah. We already have it, folks. Right?
Yeah.
So what does that do? Soften the blow? You're supposed to think of it as, oh, well, I guess we already are in. We're already in. Chips are already going in the middle of the game.
It's like we've done this before, so it's really okay to do it now.
Yeah. Don't question why we did it before or how that turned out for us, but just go along because we've done it, right? Precedent.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what. I went to Rhodesia in my young life.
Mm-hmm.
I had to take a shot to go there. I think it might have been yellow fever.
Jeez.
And I didn't know what I know today, but I'll tell you what, there was a lot of bad stuff happening in that area, a lot of disease in that country.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed to make some sense. Maybe, you know, if I want to come back from that country, maybe I should do this. But the circumstances are totally different. This is about America, not about Kenya or Uganda or whatever.
Right.
Jeez. Yeah.
It's true. And most of that is because of their sanitary systems. So it even says on the back of the vaccine labeling and the booklet, you know, that comes in the fact sheets, that it's because of sanitary reasons. It's because of all of those things. It's not necessarily because the things are running rampant, but it's because of that. So I do find it interesting that they're pressing on this so hard that they're almost kind of thwarting their own mission with this, because they're even with the Krispy Kreme donuts and Mao playing violin when you go get, I mean, they're going so overkill that they're actually making people step back and go, wait, why are they shoving this down my throat? Which is working against them. All right. So number seven.
Yeah. Number seven, dismiss as insignificant people's concerns about being required in order to go about their daily activities to present a vaccine passport and to take a vaccine, or really an experimental coronavirus vaccine. It is not even a vaccine under the normal meaning of the term.
Right.
But the idea here is to dismiss people's concerns as really being insignificant. We see this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you want to go about your daily activities and return to what you think normal is, no problem. You need a vaccine passport. That'll set you free.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just like Brené's smoking campaign with women. Torches of freedom. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's your pathway to freedom, my friend.
Smoke
this. If you do this, you know.
Isn't that the truth, though?
Propaganda.
Well, look at the commercials. The commercials I have in my own state are of grandparents finally hugging their grandchildren and saying, yes, you can finally get this back.
Yes. That's right. Emotional appeal.
Very popular.
All emotional appeal. No fact, no substance, no fact, no science, really.
Right.
Amazing. Emotional appeal. They're talking to people's emotions.
Let me take a caller for you. We have 30 seconds. Go ahead, caller. You got 30 seconds, caller.
Oh, I have so much to say to you because we have a lot in common, but I'm keeping it very short. I wonder if they're going to require a COVID passport thing, ID, to vote.
I doubt it. They're against anything for voting.
Well, yeah. I know that.
Oh, to vote. So a vaccine to vote. Oh, I see what you're saying.
You can't have an ID to cash your welfare check.
I see.
And
I
vote,
see.
But,
yeah. Thank you. Oh, yeah. We don't want you dirty scoundrels that are unvaccinated to go stand in a voting line. That's what he's talking about. Could it be used?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show. More with Patrick Wood when we come back. Don't miss us.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Let me ride through the high-flying city that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the tall concrete. Send me off forever, but I ask you, please don't fence me in.
Hi there. Welcome back. Hey, Dally Show. I'm so glad you're listening today. In fact, go to balanceofnature.com. What a great supplement. And I love these guys. I love their mission. I love what they're about. And I love their product. My husband and I just love it. Make sure you go to balanceofnature.com. Put in the code Kate. Get 35% off and free shipping. You'll love these guys. And the product is so worth it. Make this part of your food budget. And it's affordable. Anyone can afford it. And I'm telling you, if you put in the code Kate, 35% off and free shipping. You just can't go wrong. 31 fruits and vegetables a day that I know you're not getting, because the tomato on the burger today at lunch did not count. that is not the correct amount of servings of fruits and vegetables every day. I swear everybody goes, well, I ate a tomato. I nailed it. No. You must eat more than that. Fruits and veggies. Anyway, balanceofnature.com. I've got Patrick Wood, and we're talking about the propaganda. Really and truly, the nine steps you're talking about right now are happening in all the issues. They're happening. This is the template for mainstream news. And many people in radio, to tell you the truth. There's a lot of people following this template right now. Yes, it's scary.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Number eight, this, you love this one. Dismiss any concern that vaccine passports can in fact harm freedom.
Oh, geez. How do they do this one?
Well, they turn it around and they say passports are freedom.
Oh, man. Can you even imagine?
Propaganda. We're talking about propaganda, or somebody just tuned in. Once you see propaganda, you cannot unsee it.
Right. It's so true.
You'll be wise. If you see it in this one instance, you'll be wise to any propaganda anybody throws at you for the next 20 years.
Yep. That is the truth. And they absolutely do this too, because all they'll concentrate on is freedom. And all the states, by the way, are putting money into campaigns that are playing in all the different states to show pictures of grandparents and kids finally hugging and finally having a family outing and all of these wonderful freedoms they're going to give you. They're going to give you back because you did what they said. You complied. Jeez.
Yes.
Oh, man, scary.
Like, whoa, we say.
So
well,
scary.
Here's another good one. Number nine, insist that the vaccine passport mandate is fine because it will be applied equally to all people.
Oh, my gosh. So focus on something that's more of a distraction. Let's appease you by saying that it's equally given, rather than the fact that we shouldn't be getting it at all. That this is not something that they should be trying to jam down our throats or force upon us. Let's just concentrate on another issue. Is that what they're doing? This big distraction of equality? Appeasing people?
Equality, of course, the big trigger word now for the radical left.
Right.
And for the woke community. But, in this case, it's like, well, If everybody's treated equally, then there's no problem. You know, it's like when the sea rises, all boats rise with it, you know.
Jeez.
It's like, so everybody's going to be in the same boat. So, what's the difference? Maybe a little bit different, but
if we make everybody shave their heads, we're doing it equally. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Don't worry about it.
No matter all the people that have already died that shouldn't have died, you know, those folks, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet,
I guess.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't wait till they describe the new, camp where people are taken to say that they are needing to be quarantined because they're so dirty and unclean because they didn't get the vaccine. And so we must. Yeah. But hey, they're all treated equally when they're in the camp. So don't focus on the camp. Just focus on the equality of it.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. Now, here's the last thing. This is the punchline to this particular interview, in my opinion, between Fareed Zakaria with CNN, former Trilateral Commission member, and this professor from New York University of medical ethics, of all things, right?
Jeez.
I mean, always get an expert that kind of fits in your field and will still say what you wanted to say.
Exactly. Yeah, they
number
nailed
10
it.
Number 10 is the punchline. Declare that a vaccine passport mandate helps encourage people to take the shots.
Wait, what? Sorry.
Okay, this is the bottom line. Declare that a vaccine passport mandate helps encourage people to take the shots.
It's better than a donut.
What's the agenda here? You see, what's the agenda? It boils right down. It's like a sales funnel, and the slickest sales funnel you've ever seen, pushing you to a sale. The whole propaganda is to force you to take the shot. Shut up and take the shot.
Right.
That's what this is all about. The propaganda always has an object, a goal. It's not just random. It's you don't just throw it at the wall to see what sticks.
No, it's agenda.
It always has a very clear agenda when you get to the end of it. And the 10th thing that they come up with here is, well, you know, this sounds like a good thing because having a vaccine passport, if everybody does it, we really enforce it, it's going to encourage a lot more people to take the shot.
Oh, my gosh. I just don't even know what to say. In fact, they are changing. They're changing the deceptive language too. They're saying vaccine hesitancy is substituted for vaccine refusal. Right? You got to have dividing, stark lines. Right? Good, bad.
Right. Yes. Yes. This thing is so full of holes. It's just amazing. I would encourage everybody to get this article and print it out for Pete's sake, and show it to other people that you know and say, "What do you think about this?" Let them hear the video first, and then point these things out to them.
Isn't that the truth? Because when you finally see it like this, laid out like this, and I love that you did a brilliant job with this, Patrick Wood, technocracy.news, when you see it written out and you see the points taken point by point, now you can start to recognize it in all kinds of other issues too. But for this vaccine passport, they're doing everything they can to convince you to use this level of propaganda. And it's brilliant propaganda. So one must ask themselves, right? Well, why do they want me to take this so bad? I'm not dying. My chances of dying are so nil. Why do they want me to make sure that I take this? And they have a lot more in the works.
Yep. I wrote a private article today for for my subscribers at Technocracy News that subscribe to my Pat's Ponderings section.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote at the end of this, I don't even like to say this, actually, but I wrote, I shudder to think, to make this comparison, but it seems to me that a vaccine passport, or the lack of one, is comparable to the yellow star forced upon Jews in Nazi Germany. Once the Jews were identified, and there was a multiple-step process here, once the Jews were identified, on day one, nothing happened. But the persecution gradually worsened until many ended up in gas chambers or work death camps. Now, I'm not saying that we're going to end up in gas chambers or work death camps. It's not the point. The point is, identification was the first step. Hmm. And this vaccine passport will identify all those people who are deemed to be less worthy, you see, unworthy to participate in society. This argument is very similar to what Nazi Germany used against the Jews. They were deemed to be dirty people, unclean people.
Yep.
You know, so not true. Of the right genetic pool.
So true.
Stubborn, resistant, manipulative. I mean, all that stuff. They were bad. And they were demonized as time went on. They were demonized further and further and more until finally the reaction against the Jewish population was just overwhelming. Now, that's not saying we're going to get to that point because of this, but identification of an unfit or unwanted group is the first step towards outright persecution of that group.
So true.
Dangerous. This is dangerous, dangerous territory, Kate. I know you know that, but I just say.
It is. Well, can't you just envision this? I mean, you'll have these two different seats over here for the two people that go to the salon because nobody wants to touch them, right? Because they're not vaccinated. So they're quarantined over there. Or there's a certain part of the grocery store you don't shop at all. Or there's a certain part of the grocery store for those unvaccinated people. I mean, honestly, I can see it going to, especially with social media and the shaming and bullying that's happening there. Can you even imagine? Your kids will beg you to get the vaccine passport. They'll beg you because they'll want the normalcy. And a concerned parent will sit there and say, well, I worry about you. I don't want you to have this. There's no way. But the kids will want it.
Yes, they will. They certainly will. And they're selling it to kids now too, by the way.
Yeah. Because I care. They get the shot and they put up a post that says, because I care. Like you don't care. That's the inference, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. So we're up against a big propaganda campaign right now. And I, you know, one of the things that we're really promoting at CFFS, at Citizens for Free Speech, is to help people understand what propaganda is so they can recognize it when it comes at them, because it's a pure violation mm-hmm. of the First Amendment, purely
right.
so.
Right.
Because its intent is to deceive. Some people say, well, Fareed Zakaria can say anything he wants on CNN, and that's free speech. Well, I got news for him. When a person lies to you, trying to force you into a certain outcome, predetermined outcome, that's called fraud. That's called bunko. Mm-hmm. That's called, you know, flat out deception. And he doesn't have a right to say those things without telling the full story. If in his mind he is trying to deceive people into doing something that could be harmful to themselves or could benefit him or his crowd, and he's not telling you the whole truth on purpose, and he's throwing out propaganda to lead you in the wrong direction into harm's way.
Right.
That is not right, and it is not free speech because it's deceptive. Now, if they just came out and said it like it was, like we just said it,
mm-hmm.
be free speech. I said, let the people decide.
Right.
You know, once they knew what the story was, people like you and I could make a good decision for our own lives, and maybe we wouldn't make the same decisions, but it's our life.
Yeah.
And we'd have the facts to make it. This is called informed consent.
Mm.
They're not giving you that.
Yeah, they're going full throttle. I mean, I can't believe what they're getting away with after a year. I thought once people realized that not one new cemetery has been built in America since this whole thing started, the casket makers never had a problem building caskets, enough caskets. They were never on TV crying out for help. When you start to see all the evidence that we're not in a pandemic, and we never have been in a pandemic. Then on top of that, after a year, people should be seeing that by now. People should be identifying this propaganda by now. They should be. One would think, because they're trying to cram it down our throats so bad. So what keeps the holdouts from seeing it?
You know, when a person is deceived,
mm-hmm.
they're unable to see the truth until the deception gets, you know, kind of taken away. The wool gets taken off their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a good magician, you know, a good magician in a, say, an audience of 500 people,
mm-hmm.
he can convince some people in that audience that what he's doing is pure magic, you know, metaphysical magic.
True.
They can't understand that he's doing a trick.
Yeah, so true.
And 90% of it it's an entertainment thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if he showed people the trick, say 500 people showed how he did the trick, but sometimes a magician will do, 95% of the people will go, oh, I get it. Now, you can never pull that on me again. 5% of the people can have that same trick played on them over and over, and they'll never think any differently of it.
Right, right.
They just don't get it. They stay in deceit. But deception at this point is very difficult to get out of it. Once you have been deceived, it's kind of like being hypnotized in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Have been deceived is very difficult to come out of that deception.
Yeah,
and that's a $64 question for parents and kids and whatever. Now they're trying to put relationships back together. If one party that you know is deceived and really believes this tripe,
mm-hmm.
very, very difficult to walk them out of it. It's almost like deprogramming a cult member.
That is the truth, though. It really is. Maybe because it's a diehard belief. You could give them 5 points that can't be disputed, like not building not building one new cemetery, not even adding on to one new cemetery, and we actually did less money in burials than we did in 2019. I could say that to somebody, which is clear proof that we did not have 500,000 people extra die of COVID, but rather it was a lot of the same causes. They were just pulled from other categories. But I could say that and say that and say that. And they would still go, yeah, but COVID, I'm afraid of COVID. It's just, you're right. It's like a cult, the cult of COVID.
Yeah, the cult of COVID, that's right. You know, Candace Owens, early last year when mm-hmm. the pandemic was just beginning, she's from New York, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
She came out and said, I looked at the death statistics in New York. I'm from New York. And uh-huh. I think she said something like 500 people a day die there.
Yeah.
And she said that the statistics haven't changed.
They haven't. They didn't. Oh, Patrick Wood, thank you. Technocracy.news. There are some really wonderful, wonderful articles you've got to check out there. And also print that one out and give it to some friends and family members. Let them learn. Technocracy.news. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Really appreciate you. Happy Easter. And see you back here on Monday. Be faithful. Be fearless. Of course, go to the website, katedallyradio.com. I'll be speaking locally here tonight in Hurricane, so I hope to see you there if you're local. Anyway, everybody have a good one.